Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. Russia's legacy, at least part of it anyway, is the magic of talk radio and what it creates. And that is the opportunity for us to express our viewpoints and opinions, but also to be active. And that's why I'm asking you. In fact, I have it up on my Facebook page. I've got the Dennis Lithick email. It's right up on front, and you can click on the link, and it goes to his website. And you can scroll down, and you can see the sample letter or comments that you can make if you actually, and there is a link there for you to sign up to testify at this hearing that begins at 8 o'clock, 53 minutes from now, in the Oregon legislature. It's done by Zoom, so you'll have to be able to do it on Zoom, so forth. But you can submit, also the links are there to submit written testimony, and they have the suggested script there. And put it in your own language. This is always so important. Just, you know, there's the formality, you know, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is, and then I'm here to oppose Senate Bill 554, and then tell them why. And then ask them to not vote this thing out of committee. You always want to ask them to do something. This is always very important. This is the legacy of what you can do. You can be active in this manner. Now, the other thing is measuring, at least in some respects, our conservative footprint by what we do, by how active we are. Now, the Chris Ann Hall event, and by the way, if you want to call in and if you went to any of her events here at the River Church over the weekend, I'd love to get your perspective on that. One of the things that she said on Friday night is that we have to get active, but not just in protests and not necessarily with guns. We have to stand up. And we have to organize. Businesses have to come together and organize. We have to stand up and organize to become effective at doing things like standing up for your constitutional rights. Doing things like in mass calling the legislature, these members of this committee, but on other issues. Joining with other groups, like if you don't like forced vaccinations, apparently they're not going to do that this time. Good. I would hope they've gotten the message, but that's the opportunity to come together with liberal Democrat women who don't want to lose their parental rights about when and how their kids get vaccinated. You've heard me talk about that before, and it's really true. This is one of the ways. But what about businesses? What about our constitutional rights in terms of our ability to, in Oregon's Constitution, to choose when and where and how we do business? Now, this is what we can do, friends. It's what we have to do. In a peaceful manner is to become organized, different groups, individuals, and make comments on all of these legislations. The racist math concept that the Oregon Department of Education has sent out, it is the most ludicrous, radical thing you could imagine. And the toolkit that they send out along with it is really what reveals what's behind it. It is the absolute indoctrination of our children in the public school system of white supremacy. The codification of the idea. And that it exhibits itself in our daily lives by things like 2 + 2 = 4. It's insane. They think that's racist. Coming to that conclusion is racist. I wonder if they're going to... So where does this end? If you're a young school full of mush, like Rush used to say, and you're indoctrinated with this kind of thing by a teacher who's bought into it, what happens when you open up a bank account and you can't understand why the bank doesn't think you have as much money in your account as you think you do? Why? Because 2 + 2 = 4. Why? Because you were taught in school that that's racist. Huh? And then all of a sudden you get your bank statement and you're overdrawn. What do you mean you're overdrawn? You got to pay a $34 overdraft fee. What do you mean? 2 + 2 = 4? I'm racist for saying. The bank then becomes racist. How does that end up? Who wins that argument? Does that then lead to legislation at the federal level, at the state level, declaring that if you're a minority, the bank cannot charge you overdraft fees because that is a product of white supremacy? You get where I'm going with this? Folks, we cannot allow this kind of insanity to stand. We have to organize. We have to come together. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I have some emails to read, but I need to go to Curtis, who is the former mayor of Willamina. Curtis, you were at the Chris Ann Hall events. What'd you think?
Yes, Jeff, I was at the Chris Ann Hall event. It was very, inspiring. And important. The first evening service, she spoke about our Constitution and spoke about the United States Constitution and reminded us about the Oregon Constitution. And, she said to study it. We need to study those things. Especially your state constitution. She also reminded us of the highest power in the state is our sheriffs. And he has more authority than the president or the governor. And, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I have several other comments I'd like to share with you if you want to comment on what I said.
Yeah. So, did you come away feeling that empowered, like there's hope?
Oh, absolutely, Jeff. I came back home feeling so empowered. There was hope. The first night I stayed up until 2 a.m. I couldn't go to sleep. Got up at early to go back to the next class. And then Sunday morning I got up at 4 or 5 o'clock. I was so empowered. I started thinking, I ended up taking a walk. I feel so good. But the most important thing, it's not about how I feel, but she reminded us that let's not be like some of the other people and riot, and let's not so much do the rallies, but let's get organized ourselves and be active and be involved, educate ourselves. And there's just so much that was spoke about, and we all can have a part of it. We all need to stand up and organize. If we stand up and get organized, we will be effective and get the education. Look at back in the beginning of our founding fathers, how they did it. They weren't rioting. They weren't rallying, but they were doing it with dignity and with honor. And they did it in such a way that it wasn't creating mass havoc either. And I, as you know, I'm former mayor of Wilmina, and my passion is local. We all can be involved with some sort of a local start, beginnings. You know, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. You know, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? How do we get this done? One piece at a time. And so I would encourage folks to get involved. There's some more information coming on about a business fellowship getting started. The other thing I might comment to is don't be disheartened or concerned that it's any church that sponsored her. But it's us as a people that we need to get organized and to be active. I guess being active is the most important thing. You had at the state capitol a year or two ago where you trained folks to how to speak with our state representatives. Do those things, but do it with dignity. Don't go out and cuss. Don't go out and do some of the things that the other sides are doing. And so on, Jeff. I'll let you comment.
No, I mean, I think that that is without question the right way to do this. If we can, the last thing that we need right now is a lot of people reinforcing what the Democrats are trying to push. And this other story that I have up on the show plan is about the Department of Homeland Security saying that domestic terrorism, right-wing extremist groups, are the threat. Okay. And that, and so forth. So the last thing we need to do is to have that, show up as the predominant news story at the Oregon State Capitol. What we do need, however, I think is exactly what Chris Ann Hall's talking about, Curtis, and that is that people coming together, literally coming together and standing up for these policy things and doing it in a respectful manner, but doing it in an effective manner. Yes, we have to be respectful, and if we're not viewed as the right-wing nut job crazies, because we are being respectful and that we have organized, and it needs to be, and that's why I'm glad to see that Pastor Lou Wutan's vision is to create this business group of businesses willing to organize to be effective at pushing against these things and are willing to stand up for the truth.
Absolutely, Jeff. One last thing I'd like to comment is everybody can have a part. I'm reminded of things that I learned in the past that we have a group of people that we can to reach out to, and only us can reach those people. And we
need
to be active in reaching those people.
Well said, Curtis. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We're back at 7:22 in the morning. So do you think that we can be effective in trying to educate politicians, the people that are making these decisions, about Oregon's Constitution? Now, here's what happens. The legal beagles downstairs, the lawyers that work for the legislature that write the bills, will, I mean, it's very political, folks. You gotta understand that. Because those lawyers have ideas and they have political allegiances and most of them are liberals. And I gotta tell you that, in looking at how things get done in the Capitol, knowing how things get done in the Capitol, they're gonna write bills that are blatantly unconstitutional because if they don't, they don't get to keep their jobs. See how that works? And they'll twist their words and they'll come up with logic, and that's why you have judges. That's why you have lawyers that argue in front of courts. Now, these bills that are before the Oregon legislature right now that I hope Republicans in the Senate will be willing to walk out on, and if they do, by the way, then we need to make sure that we're standing behind them. If we're silent, well, they're not gonna have the courage to do it. I can guarantee you that those Timber Unity rallies where there were so many people showing up, and all the trucks and the farm tractors and all of it. I mean, it's stunning how big of an impact that really had. And it did, folks. It really did. Now, I don't think for one minute that this overcomes the radical leftist ideology on the left is generally driving the politics of the building right now. I mean the Capitol building. However, I will say this. They still are pragmatic politicians. And they still have to worry about elections. And if they think that they are being too radical and that this is going to backfire on them, well, I can tell you right now, they'll pull back to a point. I believe this is going to become less effective in terms of that self-constraint, because it is a self-constraint. You have to understand that. And here's why I think it's going to become less effective. Is because the Democrat Party is going to continue to move further left and further left. And their radical leftist base, which is primarily union driven and environmental crazy wacko driven, that base is going to make it increasingly more difficult to have any kind of moderate Democrat policies or decision making. Now, maybe I'm a little bit wrong, because right now it still exists. And I offer up to you these two stories that we've talked about. I mean, this self-limiting factor, the more moderate factor, not willing to push the envelope too far. House Bill 3288, that was Marty Wilde's bill out of Eugene that said you could, the governor just at her whim, without due process, without eminent domain, could just come in and take your property, including your personal property, meaning your guns and other things. Temporarily, of course, in an emergency. And who gets to determine the emergency? The governor. Are we in an emergency now? I would say no, but she thinks we are. So, I mean, you think about this, friends. You think about it. They pulled that bill back because they realized it was a bridge too far. They pulled back the forced vaccinations bill because they realized it's a bridge too far. But it will be back. And at some point, they're not going to keep pulling these bills back. and it doesn't matter. At that point, what we say, those of us on the other side, unless we can convince them that there are more of us than there are of them. But as their base goes further and further to the left, it doesn't matter what the majority of the people want. They're going to push their radical ideas. That leaves us with two choices. Republicans to walk out and to immediately launch recall campaigns during the legislative session. Now, beyond that, it's elections. And their radical base will not be repudiated until there are elections where the Democrats lose their tax-raising power, but more importantly, they just lose big numbers, even in swing districts. And I'm telling you, friends, we have just done polling. There are issues that will cause Democrats to lose. There are. And as their base goes further left, that's the opportunity for a Republican Party with vision and with the right messaging to pull in those Democrats, start changing the vote registration dynamics in certain places, to bring in all of these unaffiliated voters that are going to vote. Believe me, there are issues that if they're done the right way, the Republican Party can use to grow the party, but to also start winning. In the meantime, we have to keep the heat on. That's what Chris Ann Hall is talking about. In a contemplative and an intelligent manner, so they can't dismiss it out of hand. It's 7:30, back in a moment. What do you think? 503-589-1220. See you on the other side.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
All right, it's 23 minutes to the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslmnews.news. And I'll go to the phones in a moment, but I want to read this email from Walt. It says, Jeff, I was present at all three sessions of Chris Ann's presentations this weekend at the River Church. Her husband, JC, really lit a fire on Saturday morning. He was equally wonderful as well. There are some preliminary talks about forming a U.S. and Oregon Constitution study groups at the River Church, as Chris Ann offered to provide us with material if we can get organized at the church to do so. I will keep you posted as things develop, so you might share with others who are interested in learning, sharing, fellowship, and saving our precious liberties. I think that's an outstanding idea. I'm glad that Pastor Lou and the team at the River Church are willing to use the church as a base to do something like this. I think that is a perfect idea. Let's do it. Let's do it. It's a great idea. Let's go to the phones. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say today? Hi there. Hello. I hear some kids.
I'm on the phone.
Good morning. Who are you?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Who are you?
I'm sorry,
you're badly breaking up. I can't make out anything you're saying. Can you try to get a better spot if you're on a cell phone? We can get a better signal, maybe?
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Hello?
Okay, that's a little bit better.
I loved this event this weekend. Can you hear me better, or is it?
Yes, that is much better. What's your name?
Okay. Kim. I'm a business owner in Kaiser, and I use my business to be an influence in the community. And I loved the event with Chris Ann Hall. The one thing that she said that was alarming to me was, if we don't do something, our children and grandchildren will lose their freedom. And there is a group in Oregon. It's called Grassroots Oregon. They have a Facebook page that is already organized, but I think we need to do a lot more. Bill Post is one of them that's involved, and I went to a big event last January. It was just an excellent start to making positive changes in Oregon. The other thing she said, and I don't know if you talked about it earlier because I got in here late, but Chris Ann said that the governor's true powers were only to distribute funds during an emergency, not to shut down businesses.
I think that is correct, and I think that's has to be part of the pushback. And in that, Kim, in that methodology, in my mind anyway, I think that the way you push back on that is a two fronts. Is first of all, being organized, pushing back on it in the legislature and with the governor as an organized group, and making that point. Okay, and then secondly is a lawsuit, and it's got to be a federal lawsuit. You're just not going to win that in the Oregon courts. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
But it is alarming. It is alarming because that is, you're absolutely correct. And I got to tell you, Kim, that first night, I know you were there because you said hello to me. You know, the first thing, Kim, that I realize is I don't know the Oregon Constitution good enough. And I'm a former legislator. I can guarantee you, Kim, there's a lot of legislators just like me that really don't know and understand the Constitution. In fact, I'll go so far as to say this, Kim. I should have studied the Constitution a lot better before I ever ran for office and got elected in 1998. I should have known it. Because I was alarmed, as I think all of us were, at the pieces of the Oregon Constitution that Chris Ann Hall put up on the screen on Friday night and making those points. And I walked away with a hunger and a desire that I need to learn more, not just because I'm a talk show host, Kim, but because, you know, I need to know so that I can communicate it to other people and change my world.
I think there's a lot of things we can do, and I've got a lot of things in the works. I'm thinking of a little booklet that we can hand to people, and a lot of it has to do with where they go for their news and information, and I think we need to redirect people. There are people...
Well, no, you're right about that.
I'll tell you one thing. Huh?
You're absolutely right about that. In fact, it's one of the points that I made in the first hour, is we, in the interim time... I'm believing, Kim, that there are going to be alternative sources of news that are going to come to the forefront. It's going to take some time to build them out because they're not going to be dependent upon the censorship of Facebook or Amazon Web Services or Google or whatever. In the meantime, it's going to be talk radio. Has to be this medium that we owe so much to Rush Limbaugh for having created. As those services, these alternative news sources and forms of communication are being built out that are not going to censor us, we've got talk radio. And that's what we need to keep driving people to, is talk radio. Listen, call in, participate, be active.
Definitely.
I do like your idea, by the way, about handing out booklets. I think that's outstanding. Now, because I missed the Saturday sessions, Kim, did Chris Ann Hall talk about, do they have a booklet of constitutional rights?
So the state of Oregon, I don't know of one. But the thing is she said that each state has its own constitution, which was an eye-opener for me, because it's more than just the federal constitution. That doesn't do anything for us. We have to change things on the state level.
You're right about that. And that is correct. And that's why again, I mean, I probably know more about the U.S. Constitution than I do the Oregon Constitution, and shame on me, because I should know more about it.
For all of us.
Well, and this is our opportunity, and that's why I signed up at First or Liberty First University, which is their university there in, it's an online university. It's Chris Ann Hall and JC's in Florida, because I want to learn more, and I want to be able to have those resources at my fingertips so that I can know more and I can articulate it to the people in my world. Because I need to change some minds in my world, too. Hey, by the way, what's the name of your salon again?
Salon Paradise. And I will tell you, I have to head out, but I have customers that are Democrats and Republicans that are fed up with what's happening here in Oregon.
Wonderful. Well, Kim, thanks for calling, and I appreciate you being at the Chris Ann Hall seminars, and I think it's an outstanding idea that Kim has, that, you know, people like her, businesses like her, and all kinds of businesses that retail customers, you know, just put the little booklet. We need a booklet about Oregon, your rights under Oregon's Constitution, something like that. And maybe that's something good that could come out of this study group that Walt was talking about. Thanks, Kim. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
7:46 in the morning, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I have some more emails to read, but I do want to get into, when we come back from the break here in a little bit, the arguments that, well, not the arguments, the cases that are before the U.S. Supreme Court having to do with the stolen election. And yes, I believe it was stolen. And I'll give you just one of them. It's case number 20-542. Republican Party of Pennsylvania versus Veronica Daganfried, which is the acting Secretary of State in Pennsylvania. It was Kathy Buchvar who was the Secretary of Pennsylvania. She sort of had to resign. Why? Because they got all kinds of problems going on there. That ought to be everybody's first clue. At any rate, that's one of six cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. Today we're supposed to know at some point exactly what's going to happen. We'll come back from the break. We'll get more into this. 7:48.
Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song. All night long.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. Folks, if you don't know, she's going to be broadcasting live from CPAC down in Orlando, Florida this week, a little bit later. That's going to be fun. Trump is showing up. You know who wasn't invited? Mike Pence. Can't imagine why. Actually, I think he was invited and he turned it down. Smart move, Mike. Smart move. Anne Marie writes me a text and says, love the idea of a booklet with key info from Oregon's Constitution. I'd freely share with my sphere, frankly, I have no idea what our Constitution says. I'm ashamed to say. No, don't be ashamed, because you're not alone. I know little bits of it, but I don't know all of it. And I certainly did not know some of the things that Chris Ann Hall put in front of the rest of us. And my guess is I'm not alone. I can guarantee you that your legislators don't know it either. Believe me, they don't. I didn't, and I didn't know anybody else hardly who did either. It's very, very true. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I want to thank ProBioscience as another one of our great advertisers that makes the best, I truly believe it's the best, higher quality, most impactful to you and beneficial to you CBD products that there are. They're made right here in Salem, Oregon, and they use only Oregon-grown CBD. I do believe their pain stick is a superior product to anything I've certainly ever used, and I think you ought to think about using it, too. If you have pain in your body, like I do from time to time, instead of taking drugs, why don't you try a natural way of dealing with it? And that's what the pain stick does for me. Go online to check out all of their great products, including some of their night cream, ladies. And some of their bath salts, which also have CBD infused in them. What a great way to get CBD into your body also. And if you're in a sensitive position where you have, you know, your work requires zero tolerance for anything, any THC, then they have products that have zero THC in it. Their normal product doesn't have enough THC in it to even come close to getting you high. But it may show up in a drug test. So they have products that don't have any. So check them out on the web. It's pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. And use the discount code Valentine for the month of December, or rather February, because we're in February, Jeff. And you get 15% off. Valentine is the discount code for 15% off. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Rich, and then we'll move on to Tim. Rich, good morning, brother.
Morning, Jeff. First thing is, Mike Nierman's been putting on classes on the Constitution off and on for the last couple of years, and I always go to them, and every time I go to them, I learn something new.
Yeah, me too. He was, when we were meeting at the Capitol with the Oregon Citizen Lobby, he was coming in every week.
Yes.
And it was very informative.
The next thing I have is for Art. I don't know why he didn't know about Second Amendment Foundation, but there's two other groups that are more active. Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, and Firearms Policy Coalition have been at the forefront of almost all the fights in the last 5 to 10 years. Gun Owners of America was started in California years and years ago. And the gentleman started was a staunch Second Amendment guy. I knew him. And the people that picked it up after him have done a great job. So Art needs to look at all of them and help them all out.
Well said. Well said. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate that. Before I go to Tim, got an email from another state employee who shall never be named. Said, I attended all the sessions of Chris Ann Hall's Let Freedom Ring seminar. I found out how much I did not know about Oregon and the U.S. Constitutions. We need to organize a team and a group immediately. Chris Ann stated that we're in the second level of losing our freedoms. If I remember correctly, there are 5 or 6 layers in losing our freedoms, and we won't get them back. If you cannot pay the cost to peaceably fight to the end, then don't start the fight. Well said. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Morning, Jeff. Do you want me to talk a little bit about the Senate bill?
Sure. Today? Absolutely.
Okay. Usually when I testify, Jeff, I'm getting a lot of interference. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. I usually don't have an opinion, and I make the comment that I can't have an opinion until I know this information. When I briefly looked at the bill, I first wanted to know what were they trying to accomplish and why were they? Then how are they going to secure compliance? I need a definition of compliance and who has the responsibility statutory compliance. The person who notifies or lets people know that they're not to have a concealed weapon, or the person with a concealed weapon to know that they're not supposed to be there or to carry it. Because what would happen with me is if I had one and then got in trouble for being on that site, why couldn't I just use a defense that I didn't know? They didn't do their due diligence to have a sign out so that I would know ahead of time. Then you start getting into a definition of what's a public building, what's property that's owned by the public. Because that gets pretty hairy by itself. And I can't have an opinion until I know that. I need to know, what are they trying to accomplish? How are they going to get compliance? And then who has responsibility for compliance? Because it's not just on the person who has the concealed weapon. I need to know.
Well, you're right.
Go ahead.
This is one of the problems here of what this Senate Bill 554 does, because it sets up these little felony traps. And it's a trap because so far in the legislation, there's no compliance, at least that maybe I missed it, Tim, but I don't see where the entity has to make you know, has to let you know that you can't bring a concealed carry in there. Now, maybe I've missed it. And if I have, my bad. Thanks, Tim. Folks, I just checked. I don't have an update on the three cases that the Supreme Court considered moving forward with on Friday. They're supposed to let us know about that today. Okay? So the latest news is, and you need to stay tuned to this because it will come out. Stacey Ann, by the way, put a link to the Oregon Constitution up on the KSLM webpage. There are a total of six cases. Two of them are from the Trump campaign, actually. The rest of them, and there's about 40 other local cases in other states. All right, friends, Stacey ends up next. Good morning, Salem. See you tomorrow.